Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You know, every day is it's just got to be a little bit better if you start it with the Stones. Think about it, folks. I mean, is it okay? I hope you like that. I like the Stones. I've always liked the Stones. That's the Rolling Stones, by the way, in case you're not sure what I'm talking about. Some of you young whippersnappers might not know what that is. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here with our good friend Elise Benin. Elise has deposited lots and lots of wisdom with us over the years, and we have it recorded and archived on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We don't want to, we would never miss a word that she says. We always like to make it available to you, so you can go and check her suite out on our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out all the other things there as well, like the newsletter. We'd like you to subscribe to that. We'll send that to you for free every Sunday afternoon, and of course the knowledge base is there, and also the poll question. Check it out right on the homepage. Elise, you like to get your day going with a little bit of the Stones, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
I can see you're all fired up about that. Hey, Elise, tell us about Marketing Mentor.
So Marketing Mentor is a consulting practice and an online store. We have a Marketing Mentor toolbox, and our mission is to help small business owners integrate marketing into their day-to-day work.
And you've got a website.
We have a website. Thank you. www.marketing-mentor.com. And we also have a blog, marketingmixblog.com.
All right.
And a huge resource section on the marketing-mentor.com website with all sorts of links to podcasts and articles and lots of information.
And what about the calendar? Where can I get that?
So the calendar you can also get on the homepage of marketing-mentor.com. Toolbox.com.
Ah, okay. So check that out, folks. If they go to marketing-mentor.com, can they get to the toolbox?
Absolutely.
Okay, so check it out. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about this calendar, which you've got, which is kind of an organizational thing. Now, you're going to ask them to pay for that, right?
Yes. And there are two versions. There's an advanced version and a beginning version. And there's also an e-calendar version, which is an add-on, which basically syncs with your iCal, Google Calendar, Microsoft Outlook.
Very smart. Very smart.
Yeah. So we're really trying to get it into your day-to-day.
So so one of the examples of your calendar idea is that you do some prospecting every day. Then what would you do like once a week?
Weekly, a networking event. I think everyone should be doing at least one networking event a week.
Does being a member of a civic organization qualify?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. So it's just somewhere you go and get out of your cave, right?
Exactly. And
meet with other people and walk up and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Something like that.
Yeah.
And also, ideally, a place where you can meet your prospects, because a lot of people do networking but in the wrong place, so they meet the wrong people, and then they say networking doesn't work.
Well, and that's another thing. Back to the civic organization. I'm a Rotarian. I have been now for probably 17, 18, 19 years. I don't remember exactly how long. And I love going to my Rotary Club, but you can't go to Rotary and say, okay, I didn't get any business over there, so that wasn't networking doesn't work for me. You got to make sure you're networking in places where business is actually happening, and you also have to understand how to network too, don't you? I mean, part of this marketing, if networking is part of marketing, you got to become an effective networker.
Absolutely. And I had a client yesterday who was preparing for an event this Saturday, and she was all nervous about, are they going to take me seriously? What am I going to say to them? And I said to her, look, don't worry about any of that. This is a research process for you. You are looking for your prospects. You are trying to find out what they need. Just go with questions, and that will take you through.
Well, there's one thing. If you don't take yourself seriously, they're not going to take yourself seriously.
That's
so if you
true.
Have doubts about yourself, you're sunk from the beginning.
I know, but a lot of people out there have.
I know, you're right. But the other thing is don't go networking expecting to walk away with a sale. You go networking expecting to make connections, and your first thought, and this is what I get from some of the top networking gurus in the world, like Ivan Meisner, and that is this little word, giver's gain. Go to your networking events with this thought in your mind, giver's gain. Be the first to contribute something to somebody else and wait on yours. It'll come. What do you think?
I absolutely agree. It's all about planting seeds and being a resource.
Yeah. Networking is a long view kind of a practice, isn't it?
It is, but a lot of people now with social networking think they don't have to leave their computer to do it.
Wrong.
We know that's wrong.
Remember, face-to-face is the original social media.
That's right. And I really think it has such a much stronger impact than all of these little, you know, thumbnail images of people or their dogs or their children, and you don't
right.
even know who they are.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Folks, social media is one of the tools. It's not your profession. It's just one of the tools of your profession.
And frankly, Jim, I think people are spending way too much time on it. And on my weekly task list, I have a half-hour social networking break, you know, maybe 15 minutes in the morning.
There's some people who are going to some kind of DTs if you let them do a half hour. Hey, Lisa, let's talk some more about this next time you come.
Okay.
All right. Marketing-mentor.com. Elise Benin is our guest. She's the best. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.